just immediately in my brain is like, this is spooky. This is dangerous. This is for like advanced beer drinkers. But I really couldn't be any more wrong. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm the gal pal you never knew you had, and today I'm going to be your beer guide. Now, if you've been following along on social media, you've probably seen little glimpses of all these different events that I've been hosting, or maybe you've attended one in person and you've got to meet me in person. If so, hello, good to talk to you again. But this weekend in particular, when I was teaching our Galentine's workshop over at Joyride Brewing Company, I realized a couple of things. Number one, I have featured a Schwarz beer in like the last three or so events that I've hosted. Number two, this is the only style that my entire immediate family really enjoys drinking. And number three, we really haven't talked about this style at all on the podcast. So that's what I want to talk about today. What the heck even is a Schwarz beer? What makes it special? And why I think you should give it a try if you haven't done so already. Let's get started. All right, before we totally dive in and start talking about these Schwarz beers, I need to share something personal with you guys. I'm just looking down at my hands right now and they're just freaking dry. And I wasn't planning on doing this, but sometimes when I'm talking, I make like really expressive hand motions and I make like little fists. Like I'm not trying to fight anyone, but I just get expressive. And my skin is literally so dry, you guys, that my knuckle just like the skin cracked and I am bleeding. So that's how you know this is an honest podcast. But the only thing helping my hands not do this literally every day, I wish I was kidding. Like this is not me just like fluffing up our own products, but the Beer Feelings beer and hops infused hand and foot salve, you guys, it is unreal. A huge thanks to Glow and Gather for putting together the recipe here, but this is the only hand lotion that I use. And I can tell I really haven't used it today because I'm going to have to get a tissue or something to clean this. Sorry, guys, this is gross. But this hand lotion really is no joke. So if you're in Colorado too, and you are also suffering, I can't believe I'm talking about this to you guys, but if you're in Colorado too, or you're in another dry state, or you're just experiencing really dry hands that like cannot be solved, head on over to beerfeelings.com/store and grab some of this hand salve. Cause really like Glow and Gather knew what they were doing when they invented. Glow and Gather knew what they were doing when they created this original recipe. And then I'm just their boozy friends. So we added some hops and beer to it to add kind of the flavor that you're smelling. So go do that while you listen along. But yeah, there's your Natalie story for the day. Natalie's just like bleeding on herself because she forgot to put lotion on today. But let's talk about beer for a second. So the Schwarz beer, right? When I first saw this style on a menu, just to be totally honest, because that's what we're doing on this episode, I guess. I was really intimidated by the style because it has a really long name. I wasn't quite sure how to pronounce it. And it just like something about it just felt a little scarier to me, like a Z in the middle, just immediately in my brain is like, this is spooky. This is dangerous. This is for like advanced beer drinkers, but I really couldn't be any more wrong. Like this is actually a beer that I think is very beginner friendly. So let's talk about it. What can you expect from a Schwarz beer? So Schwarz beer itself actually quite literally translates from German to English to black beer. So it is dark in color, but it is super crystal clear. It's a lager. So if you need a little refresh about the differences between ales and lagers, just clip back to one of our earlier episodes. But basically all you need to know, lagers are cold fermented. They take longer to kind of like cook up that alcohol. And they're harder for the brewer to make and they show mistakes more obviously. So if you're tasting a really delicious Schwarz beer, that means the brewer actually kind of like has their shit together and they know what they're doing. So that's really cool. God, we're just all over the place, you guys. Like I said, going to be dark in color, going to feel super light and super easy to drink, almost like a pilsner, but it's still going to have some of those like roasty chocolate flavors, those roasty, like not full on espresso, but maybe like a lighter coffee option. The other thing that you should expect out of this style, compared to other dark beers like porters and stouts, it has a lower ABV. So sits more in the 5 to 6 range instead of sometimes those, like, especially when you get into the Imperials, you get up into the 2 digits. So we'll talk about why that's exciting in my family here in a second. But this weekend, when we were drinking the Schwartz beer as part of our tasting, Dave from Joyride Brewing Company said that really this beer has more of like a chocolate essence and less of a coffee essence. So still roasted, still rich, but chocolate versus coffee. And I really think that's the best way to kind of think about like what kind, what style, what flavor of roasted is this. The other way that I would describe this beer, it's, do I want to say this? It's not going to sound super cute, but I feel like it's going to get the point across. So a Schwartz beer almost feels like if a stout or a porter had like a LaCroix counterpart. So like I don't want to say it's a watered down stout or porter. It's just a lighter version. It's much better than I'm making it sound. And maybe I should just let Dave stick to describing these, but I think you guys kind of get the picture that I'm painting. It's roasted, it's rich, it's indulgent, but it's still really light and it's very easy to drink. It's very effortless. Now, I've talked about my family quite a bit on this show. So honestly, I feel like you guys are all getting to know them as well as I know that they listen every week. So hello, family. I'm going to talk about you guys now. I want to talk about why this beer draws all of us in, because as a group of beer drinkers, very seldom do all four of us agree on a style. So let's talk about my family. So starting with me, of course, you guys know I really like complicated beers. So what I like about this particular style, there's a lot to dive into. You can really, like, there's some depth to the different roasted qualities. There's a little bit of sweetness, but not too much. So there's a lot for me to think about. On the other end of the spectrum, my dad is a traditionalist. He likes beer flavored beer, and he likes it if it's been made the same way for a really long time. So he likes this beer because it doesn't have a bunch of extra like fruit and marshmallow or anything. It is straightforward and it's easy for him to drink. Then my mom really likes dark beers. My mom tends to like sweeter dark beers. But specifically what she likes about dark beers is that roasted flavor, that richness helps to overcome some of the graininess that you would find in like a lighter beer or a wit beer, as well as some of the hoppiness. These are not really aggressively hoppy beers. And that's why my mom likes it. And then my sister likes these beers out of utility. And this was really cool to hear from her. She came to visit a couple months ago and she actually helped me put together one of the lineups for my workshop. So this is straight from her. She said she was really excited about the Schwartz beer because she likes drinking dark beers, but when she goes out with her friends, she would never order a dark beer at the brewery because they're out for like a long time. Like they're out to have fun. Like she's the fun sister. I'm not. I'm not the fun sister at all. So what she was telling me was a lot of the stouts in her town, because they're a higher ABV, she doesn't like drinking them when they're out because it knocks her on her butt. So just out of utility, she really liked that the Schwartz beer, she could get those flavors that she got excited about, but her just like, she's not going to get drunk immediately. So that's my family, guys. That's why we all love this beer. So hopefully you can kind of identify with one of those points of view. But let's talk just a little bit more about other reasons that I think you would especially like this style, or at least it was worth giving this style a try. So if the kind of coffee that you're drinking is a blonde roast or just like a lighter roast in general, this would be a really good one for you because it's not as like espresso. It's more like coffee, So I think it would be worth giving it a try. If you really enjoy dark chocolate specifically, but just like Hershey's dark chocolate, not like the specialty, go to the, you know, expensive part of the store and get 90%, like whatever it's called, just like normal dark chocolate, sweeter dark chocolate. I think you would like this beer in that case. Another good reason to try this beer, if you're looking to get into the dark beer space, you're looking to experiment a little bit, but you're kind of freaked out by it, this would be a great starter because it's not too serious. It is not too intense. And then finally, if you're like my sister and you're just looking for a solid day drink or you're looking for a fun, like full evening out with your friends, you love dark beers, but you don't want to get schnockered right away, this would be a really good beer for you. So before I totally log off, I feel like at this point in the episode, you've either decided like, yeah, let's give this beer a try, or like, maybe not for me. So if you're still listening, before I log off, just a few little extra tips. So first, I want to give you a few pairing suggestions. If you've listened to any of the previous pairing episodes or when I'm talking about food and beer, my personal pairing style, I like to pair with things on the other side of like the food or the flavor color wheel. So because this is a little rich, I like to pair it with something bright or something creamy or something sweet. So I think what I would be most excited about pairing this with is like a really bright, ripe, like red berry. Like I think raspberries would be really killer. If you want to go the cheese route again, because I'm thinking about the opposite side of the color wheel to make something really complex, I would pair with like a really creamy cheese. That sounds delicious. If you're looking for a dessert, I would go with something with vanilla or caramel maybe to sweeten it up to kind of balance. Ice cream goes well with just about any beer. So I'm always going to put that in there, but really anything that you would pair like a light roast coffee or a gentle dark chocolate with, I think that would be really awesome. If you want a pairing that's a little more tame, like if you want to match like with like, or have kind of like more of a monochromatic experience, then anything coffee flavored or anything chocolate flavored would just kind of help you double down on the flavor of a Schwarz beer. So those are my pairing suggestions. As far as my personal favorite, I don't know that I can commit to one. I really wanted to. So far, every single Schwarz beer that I've tried in the history of ever has been great, and I've really enjoyed it, partially because it's a pretty traditional style, so they should taste similar when you're going from one brewery to the next. But the past two that I've had, if you're in the Denver area, check out Resolute Brewing as well as Joyride Brewing Company. Both of them have Schwarz beers. They're awesome. And I served it to all my participants at our last few events. So if you do that, tell them I sent you. Help me earn some brownie points. But that's it, you guys. I hope that this gives you a better picture on what the hell is a Schwarz beer? Why should I try it? If you do try it and you've never tasted something like that before, go ahead and shoot me a message. I love being a part of your beer journey. But everybody, I hope that you are having a great day. I hope you continue to have a great day. And I hope that no matter what you do for the rest of the afternoon or the morning or whenever you're listening, I suppose, that you are doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Cheers, everybody. See you next week.